Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Gator Gray, and you're on Are You Serious Today? We've got a lot of different people coming in to talk on the show today, a lot of new students, a lot of old students. Today we're going to be talking about things that make us say, Are You Serious? My first guest is Gary. Gary, glad you could be on the show today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
So what kind of information, what kind of questions, what do you have today that makes people say, Are You Serious?
Well, there was something that I checked out today on the news. That had me like, man, what in the world is going on here? There's a man by the name of Gilberto Reyes who was locked up Monday because he tried to douse a woman with lighter fluid and then tried to light on fire. The woman was told by Reyes that he had to kill her, and it wasn't him. He was given orders in his head from voices.
So he was hearing voices in his head that was telling him to put lighter fluid on her and kill her.
To kill her, yes.
So now how did they stop this? What happened? Did they actually stop him before it happened?
The news report doesn't actually say, but I'm assuming the woman probably took off running, or something, because I don't think anybody's going to sit there and get set on fire.
You know, this kind of things always happen. The Son of Sam killer said a dog was talking to him in his head, hearing voices. People's always hearing voices in their heads,
But how do we not know if he didn't hear any
Well, that's
voices?
True. I mean, he could have
heard
voices.
We don't
know
for sure. You know, maybe he was abducted by aliens.
Now, where did this take place at?
This is on Cambridge Drive in Lexington, Kentucky.
It was actually here in Lexington. I was going to say, that happens a lot of time in Florida. I hear about it in California, but that actually happened here in Lexington.
Yeah, things like that don't happen here, man. You know.
No, you don't hear about those kind of stories. That's why it kind of shocked me when you said it happened here in Lexington.
It shocked me, too, because, you know, I happen to live out, you know, in Cardinal Valley, and that's like right around the corner from me. You know, and it makes me nervous because I'm like, you know, if there's people like this in my neighborhood, you know, how safe am I? What if some person just runs up on me, tries to douse me with lighter fluid?
Exactly. There's been, I think it was Texas back in the 70s, there was a whole family where a guy doused his whole family. It wasn't lighter fluid, it was gasoline because he heard voices.
That's my thing. Why does these voices ever tell
up? You never hear about them talking about the good stuff.
Like the homeless or something like that. Go get your ass a job.
Did he say what kind of voices it was, or just a random?
It's just random, but I'm sure it's demonic, though, since it's about killing people.
Now, if anybody wants to talk to Gary, he's not on here very much longer, but the number is 347-934-0579. That's 347-934-0579. If you want to call in, if you've had an experience like this, you can call in. Even if Gary's done left and we have another student, you're more than welcome to call in. We'll talk about if you've ever been doused with lighter fluid, anything like that happened.
Or possibly doused with something else.
Now, I've been doused with beer. That's about the extent of it. That's about the extent of me. Nothing dangerous now.
Okay, well, that might be a good thing right there, depending on the party that you're having.
That's exactly right. anything else going on with you, Gary?
Well, you know, besides the school and trying to get this degree, you know, hopefully, you know, I can make moves. Be Gary Scorsese one day.
Gary Scorsese.
Man, you hear me?
There you go. You heard it here first here, folks.
Oh, yeah, making these moves, man.
Is there anything that you got that you're working on, that you're planning on working on?
Well, you know, speaking of Cambridge Drive and Cardinal Valley, I'm actually going to be doing a documentary out there pretty soon. You know, hopefully this guy Gilbert Reyes is somebody I can actually, you know, record and talk to.
That sounds good. Gary, I appreciate you being on here today.
I appreciate you, too.
What we're getting ready to do is go to commercial. We're going to have our next student in here. Just stay tuned.
Thank you.
My name is Scott McGrath. The day before my 8th birthday, I fell in a pile of fire ants and suffered significant wounds on over 70% of my body. Since that day, I have made a solemn vow to kill every insect on planet Earth. I hate them with the passion of a religious zealot. Speaking of religion, of all the biblical plagues, I hate the locust plague the most. For the last 12 years, my white-hot rage has materialized in the form of my business, McGrath Pest Control. I have harnessed this unforgivable intolerance of insects and released the wrath of my fury on bugs in and around the homes of Houston. I will kill those bugs in any way that I can. Chemicals, my boot, my bare fist, or any other object that can end the life of an insect. Call 281-469-8240 and give me the honor of killing bugs at your house. I also hate rats and spiders. Go to McGrathPestControl.com.
Hey, this is Gator. You're back on Are You Serious? We have Dakota in the studio today. What do you have for the show today on Are You Serious?
Today, I want to, you know, talk about this hacking thing. It's like...
So explain exactly what happened.
Well, there's this plane that was flying in the air, and it got hacked by somebody. And basically what it was doing was they were making it fly sideways and basically just messing around with it and things like that.
Now, that's amazing. So somebody actually hacked into the systems on a plane
mm-hmm.
and was controlling what the plane was doing.
Yeah.
Have they found who did it? Did it say in the article whether they found who did it?
I don't
it?
Think they found out who did it just yet.
Are you serious?
Might
that's
be looking,
crazy.
Yeah.
So nowadays people have the technology to hack into a plane and basically kind of control it. Is that
yeah.
what the article? Is that what you got from the
yeah.
article?
Basically, people can just hack into anything. Like, it's getting really bad now. Like, you can hack into your phones, laptops. I mean, it's like people question, like, am I really alone anymore? Because people can just hack into your camera, see where you are,
exactly.
anything like that.
What, did it mention the FBI? Or are they investigating this, or the police, or anything? It might not have said in the article.
Yeah, I don't believe I've seen that, but.
You know, this,
yeah, it's crazy.
This kind of stuff, you can cause major malfunctions, especially, I mean, with an airplane, let alone.
Mm-hmm.
But just think about, I've seen people talk about in cities where you hack into the system that controls the traffic lights.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you mess up the traffic lights in a city, you could shut down a city.
Yeah, a whole city.
Let alone, you talked about going hacking into somebody's cloud account, you know, for their iPhone, or just hacking into their personal information. I mean, that's bad enough. Stealing somebody's identity.
Yeah, you can
that.
Ruin them.
But actually shutting down a city by hacking into the streetlights, hacking into an airplane, I heard with these Google cars that's coming out that drive by themselves,
mm-hmm.
that they've able to see, and some people's actually tried to hack into them to control the car. So it's kind of a weird world that's coming out there.
Yeah.
Many things are all electronic nowadays. Wi-Fi, more things connected by Wi-Fi or got some kind of Bluetooth hacking tool.
Mm-hmm.
It can be dangerous. Did it say anything about what the pilots said about it, or the people on the plane? Did they think it was like a routine maneuver that the pilot was doing, or did they tell the people? It probably didn't mention it.
I don't think they told the people. I think that the people would have been too worried about it. And
I would have been worried.
Yeah.
I mean, right now, after hearing you talk about this, I'm afraid.
Yeah,
to go.
Yeah. I've never been on a plane myself, but it just brings caution to me. Like, should I really? I mean, I really want to, but.
And most people think of a hacker, somebody underground with all these computers. This could have been just somebody on a laptop
yeah.
sitting at the airport or sitting at their home in their mom's basement,
mm-hmm.
Just hacking into the plane like that. We live in an electronic world. It's hard to get by without our iPhones. Or being connected like that, but it's dangerous.
Yeah.
And that's a great story. Maybe next week we can find out a little bit more. Usually it takes about a week for them to investigate,
mm-hmm.
find out what's going on exactly. They didn't say they had a suspect in it.
Mm-mm.
So maybe by that time, when these kind of things happen, they trace back
yeah.
to who that was. They find out who did this. People, this is just for notoriety. They just want to be known that they
yeah.
hacked into an airport.
Mm-hmm.
But there's people that could have died on it.
Yeah.
If anybody's had anything hacked on them, 347-934-0579. That's 347-934-0579. If you've had a story about that, you're more than welcome. You can call in with another guest on here and talk about it if you want. Make sure that you protect it. Now, me... A lot of people put their passwords online, like in their Yahoo, to keep
mm-hmm.
so they remember them. But then Yahoo gets hacked.
Yeah.
So all their passwords that they keep in there are gone, or they keep them on their phone somewhere. And then their phone gets hacked, and all their passwords are gone. Have you ever been a victim of identity theft?
I have not.
I have once. Somebody was spending like $700, $800 on a bicycle.
Really?
So I instantly disputed the charges, and it was where I had been hacked online somehow. So it's very easy to do. It can happen to all of us, so guys, be careful. And we're going to try to get you some more information next week on the plane because, I mean, seriously, somebody actually hacking into a plane, that's dangerous stuff.
Thank you.
We'll be back next week.
My name is Scott McGrath. The day before my 8th birthday, I fell in a pile of fire ants and suffered significant wounds on over 70% of my body. Since that day, I have made a solemn vow to kill every insect on planet Earth. I hate them with the passion of a religious zealot. Speaking of religion, of all the biblical plagues, I hate the locust plague the most. For the last 12 years, my white-hot rage has materialized in the form of my business, McGrath Pest Control. I have harnessed this unforgivable intolerance of insects and released the wrath of my fury on bugs in and around the homes of Houston. I will kill those bugs in any way that I can. Chemicals, my boot, my bare fist, or any other object that can end the life of an insect. Call 281-469-8240 and give me the honor of killing bugs at your house. I also hate rats and spiders. Go to McGrathPestControl.com.
Hey, this is Gator. Welcome back to Are You Serious? We got, you know what? I didn't even ask if you was having a DJ name. I forgot.
Nah, it's no DJ name. Just go by simply Jamont.
Jamont, that's it? That's all we're going to say? I've been asking people today if they wanted a DJ name, but that's fine.
No DJ name for me. You know, it's just cool. Keep it simple.
Hey,
simple.
That's the way to do it. Get the information out there. So now, on Are You Serious today? What do you got going on for us today?
Well, you know, technology is everything with today's people. And, you know, Facebook is real popular. And so now I see all these MCWs, Man Crush Mondays, Woman Crush Mondays. But the thing that got me today was a post where a woman posted this. And it was a Meet Me picture, which those are getting ridiculously funny as well.
They are.
She said, your MCW is the reason why you take antibiotics twice a day. And I read it, and I said, are you serious? You know, you crush it on somebody who makes you take antibiotics twice a day.
Wow.
I guess you in that situation, that's why you're so quiet, huh?
That's crazy. Yeah, that could be me. You know, no, I was thinking, you know, for a while, I seen that WCW pop up for on Facebook, and I always thought it was something to do with wrestling when I first seen it.
Oh, yeah?
Had no idea what WCW until I actually had to look it up to see what it meant. WCW, and then what was the other one?
MCW.
MCW.
It's quite a few of them. You know, it's just getting ridiculous nowadays.
Hey, it is crazy, and I can't believe it. Are you serious about it? Was it penicillin? What was they talking about?
Well, antibiotics.
Twice a day. That's crazy. Now, half the things I read on Facebook, I can't even tell if it's true stories or not.
Yeah, it's a lot of that too. It's some other ones, but you know, you got to leave those to the side.
And you know, and speaking on Are You Serious, constantly I see people. Now, this is just, I think for Facebook sometimes this is therapeutic for people, but they're posting things on there they shouldn't be posting.
Yeah,
what do you
true.
Think about
that's
that?
That's true. I sometimes post things I shouldn't post, but it's just entertainment. That's all it is to me, is entertainment.
And it is to me too. And you know, a lot of times, I mean, I could have put that up, right? I could have uploaded that. I might have.
I think I did get it from your page.
But the problem is nowadays when you put stuff on Facebook is you have people that are looking for jobs or job seekers. Like if you go apply for a job nowadays, which I have here in the last 2 or 3 years applied for a job, they put on there, what's your Facebook page?
Yeah.
They want to look at your Facebook page to see what kind of person you are before they hire you.
Well, see, that's not necessarily true. Your Facebook page could be totally different from who you actually are. Because anybody
Absolutely.
Can be different people behind a computer screen or a cell phone.
But companies are judging you on that nowadays.
I don't think they should, though.
They shouldn't, but they do.
But they do.
A lot of people ask if you have an Instagram.
Twitter and all that.
Because they want to see, to them, that's the kind of person you are. Whatever you are on Facebook, not if like that post.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's a crazy post. But they think that's the kind of person we're going to hire. They base everything on that.
And I said that a few times. You know, people need to watch what they post. Like, I've been trying to clean up some of my posts, too. But then, yeah, people tagging you in things like this because it's funny, you know.
Right.
I laughed. I was in tears. I kid you not. I was
it's pretty funny.
But, yeah, like jobs who do that, I mean, hey, that's why they hire people.
Now, what do you call them, MEMS? Are they called MEMS or MEMS?
MEMS. I don't know.
Now, do you do those? Do you make your own like that?
I don't make my own. I don't know how to, but some people have made some very funny ones that I've
seen. Now, can you explain what those are? Because a lot of people don't know what they are when we talk about MEMS, what they exactly are.
Well, it can be just about anything. It's like somebody takes a picture and they post either quotes or sayings. That could be serious, or they can be funny. I got a guy on my Facebook who I don't know if he makes his or where he gets them from, but every time he posts it, I laugh and I'm in tears, stomach hurting and everything. I tell him all the time, just quit. You're going to give me a heart attack one day.
If anybody's out there got any questions about them or got some funny memories that they want to talk about, you're more than welcome to call in. The number is 347-934-0579. That's 347-934-0579. There's some people that actually sell apps where you can make your own. They actually charge money, 99 cents, to make your own meme.
You know, I actually seen that on my iPhone. I was an app browser one day. They did say meme creator. But I wouldn't pay for it. Like I said, me personally, I wouldn't pay for it.
Actually, I wouldn't either. But if there was a way for me to make money by doing that, absolutely, I would. I would make the app myself.
Anything to make quick bucks, you know.
That's amazing. And you can find most stuff like that on the app store. Meme creators, like I said, they're free. Some of them's free.
Everything's on the app store you can think of.
Anything you can think of, you can get on the app store. Is there anything else you want to add about this story?
Well, that was about it. But I also seen another thing. A school teacher actually whooped students with a belt for a fight.
Now, where did it say where it happened at?
I didn't know where it happened at, but I thought that was hilarious because they probably needed a whooping for fighting in the school like the way they was.
I'm surprised that did the teacher get in trouble?
I'm not for sure. I just seen the video. It was a funny video. The teacher probably will get in trouble for hitting students with a belt, probably.
And, you know, there's a lot of videos on Facebook that I actually – oh, looks like we might have – hold on.
Did the teacher get in trouble?
Hello, you're on. Are you serious talking with Gator? They dropped out, whoever it was.
Give us a call back. We're here all day.
Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you want. We'll do whatever you want. Well, within reason, we'll do whatever you want.
That's all for him. He'll do whatever you want. We'll just talk about whatever you want to talk about.
That's right. We'll talk about. It looks like we're about running out of time with you. I hate to see you go, but we got to get more people in here. It's about time for a break. I want to thank you for being on the show. And you know what? Hopefully this week or next week, you'll be doing your own show.
Hopefully.
You won't be visiting the Gator Show anymore on Are You Serious?
You can come visit me on my show.
That's what I'll do. Sounds good.
My name is Scott McGrath. The day before my 8th birthday, I fell in a pile of fire ants and suffered significant wounds on over 70% of my body. Since that day, I have made a solemn vow to kill every insect on planet Earth. I hate them with the passion of a religious zealot. Speaking of religion, of all the biblical plagues, I hate the locust plague the most. For the last 12 years, my white-hot rage has materialized in the form of my business, McGrath Pest Control. I have harnessed this unforgivable intolerance of insects and released the wrath of my fury on bugs in and around the homes of Houston. I will kill those bugs in any way that I can. Chemicals, my boot, my bare fist, or any other object that can end the life of an insect. Call 281-469-8240 and give me the honor of killing bugs at your house. I also hate rats and spiders. Go to McGrathPestControl.com.
This woman, this foster parent, they got arrested for leaving their kids outside. They refused to take the kids inside.
Hey, this is Are You Serious? This is Gator back in the swing of things. Who do we got in here now?
Emery, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. I didn't know if you had a new DJ. I forgot. Sometimes I'm old. I forget about this stuff. We'll just use your name.
Yeah, I stick to the original.
So now, what do you have for us today?
Well, I was coming across on the news today. I found a story that had me saying, "Are you serious?" There's been a lot of stories about parents not neglecting their kids, not taking care of their kids. This one in particular was about foster parents who got arrested after refusing to take their dehydrated and sunburnt children out of the heat, a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old.
So now, wait a minute. They kept their kids out in the heat. Is that correct?
Yes, at a hotel. The hotel staff saw the kids by the pool. They were actually running towards the door, screaming, trying to get in the door. And the hotel staff asked the parents, you know, to bring them in. They wouldn't. They called the police. When the police got there, the parents were nowhere to be found. They were actually investigated. Looked through the footage, found the police found that the parents were in their room and the kids were still outside.
So now the parents shut the door and wouldn't let the kids in. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then the hotel staff called the police. And did the police come and get the kids? Did they take them away from the parents?
Yes, and both the foster parents were charged with neglect with the children.
Wow. So now these were foster parents. Is that correct?
Correct.
Did they have any comments? Anything that they said about why they did that, or
no, they actually refused the comment. If I was in that position, I probably would have refused too.
Man, I'm surprised.
There's no excuse for that.
And the kids were dehydrated. Is that correct?
Correct. And they were only 2 years old and 5 years old.
I'm surprised somebody didn't just haul off and hit those parents. I would be mad if I was, even if I was working in that hotel, I would be upset.
Well, if I was in Florida and not Kentucky, I probably would have went to jail with them hitting.
That's crazy. Now, does anything in the story, does this happen a lot with foster parents? Is this an isolated incident? Did it even say anything like that or mention that this, you know, is an epidemic or anything like this that happens?
It actually just happened to say that at the end that this is happening more and more with foster parents and the actual birth parents of children. It's not just the birth parents, like there's a full amount of ratings between both that are have neglect charges and stuff.
I wonder
kids.
Why that is. Why is there so much neglect charges nowadays?
I'm not sure. I thought they came out of, you know, I thought they went into foster care to get out of bad situations and they end up right back in them. So.
Right. That's crazy. I wonder if it's where people think they're too busy nowadays. They don't have enough time to do stuff for kids. Now, being dehydrated, I mean, all they had to do was get them something to drink and take them out of the sun.
Sunscreen helps provide that.
That's exactly. You go to Holiday World, which is in Indiana, and you get free pop. And you get free sunscreen. They could have took them there and had a good time, wouldn't have had to worry about anything.
And this is in Florida. There's sunscreen probably in every gas station you go to.
Yeah. Are you serious? Hopefully, no incident that happened when they're younger. And I apologize if you did. It looks like I might have a caller on just a minute. If I can go to this newfangled machine here. Hey, hello, you're on the serious.
How you doing there?
Hey, we're doing great.
My name's Jeb Johnson, and I'm just wondering, how in tarnation is all...
Yes?
Seems like we're having some technical difficulties.
Oh, we've just dropped him. He must have got too excited. We are having technical difficulties. You have to forgive us today. Maybe they'll call back. What was it, Jeb Johnson?
Jim Johnson. About, right.
So hopefully we'll be able to get this technical issue fixed. We don't have much time with you. Have anything more to add about this?
No, I just want to say to the parents, you know, this happened to the kids, you know, are you serious? Like, really? Are you serious?
Hopefully next week we might have an update on this story. We're getting ready to go to commercial break. If you have any more questions about it, make sure you call 347-934-0579. You're listening to Are You Serious?
My name is Scott McGrath. The day before my 8th birthday, I fell in a pile of fire ants and suffered significant wounds on over 70% of my body. Since that day, I have made a solemn vow to kill every insect on planet Earth. I hate them with the passion of a religious zealot. Speaking of religion, of all the biblical plagues, I hate the locust plague the most. For the last 12 years, my white-hot rage has materialized in the form of my business, McGrath Pest Control. I have harnessed this unforgivable intolerance of insects and released the wrath of my fury on bugs in and around the homes of Houston. I will kill those bugs in any way that I can. Chemicals, my boot, my bare fist, or any other object that can end the life of an insect. Call 281-469-8240 and give me the honor of killing bugs at your house. I also hate rats and spiders. Go to McGrathPestControl.com.
That pest control sounds like some crazy stuff. Hey, you're back on Are You Serious? This is Gator. I'm looking at my sheet here trying to see who I got in here. Is it Jimmy?
What's up, man?
You doing all right?
Yeah, man. It's your boy James. Doing it big.
So now, what exactly do you got going on today?
Gator, bruh. What's got me going right now is an Indian lady I'm hearing about.
Is that Indian with a dot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, her name is Aruna Shunbag. She was 67 years old. But when she was 25, she was sodomized and choked out by a man, left to die. And they found Aruna 11 hours after that, you know. So it's kind of crazy.
Where did that happen at?
I couldn't even tell you, man. I'm sure it was in some small country, but it was inside of a hospital.
In a hospital?
Yeah, it was inside of a hospital. So, you know, it's...
Are you serious? Did they do any kind of investigation, did it say? Or did it read anywhere where it said, you know, they know who did it? Or was it just a random...
Well, she was, I was kind of going to get into it, but she was brutally raped. Yeah, so after, like, some people were looking after her for, like, 4 years, her nurses, and they petitioned to keep her alive after, like, 4 decades. So,
that's crazy. I can't believe something like that would happen. I mean, in a hospital, I remember, and this is kind of a bad analogy, but I remember watching Kill Bill on the first one where the girl was in a coma and he was charging for guys to come in there and basically have sex with that woman.
Oh, yeah.
You know, trying to do a prostitution with a coma patient.
Yeah.
So that's kind of crazy stuff that goes on out there.
Situation right
it's kind
there.
Of sick.
You know it, man.
Did it say, is the girl recovering or anything about her state of mind? Or?
She was 67 years old. You know what I'm saying? So I imagine it took a toll on her body. She died.
She was. Oh, James, looks like we have a caller.
All right.
Let's hope our technical difficulties are okay. Hey, caller.
Hey, my name is Ahmed. I am a Dothead Indian, and I did not like that comment. My name is not Dothead. I am from India. I own a convenience store. I sell many natural ices.
Now,
to people like Jimmy.
Is this a convenience store like in The Simpsons? Do
like
you know
Bart Simpson? Yes, Hapu is my brother, and he is also too a Dothead.
You know, it's
kind of no Dothead.
I feel kind of strange
India.
Talking about somebody getting raped, and now we're talking about The Simpsons. And
yes, you said Dothead, sir, Bill, and I tell you what, sir, you cannot come to my store again and get any rubber.
Sometimes
married,
it's hard,
sir.
You know, when
the
we talk about Indian. A lot of times when you say Indian, a lot of people
my
don't understand.
My name is Hop Singh Akbar Ahmed. And you would not call such a thing a Dothead. Do not call
it. I said,
Bart Simpson go in Hapu's store again. Goodbye, sir. Good day.
All right. We're done. I felt kind of uncomfortable with that call. Well, actually, we're almost out of time. The call took up a lot of it.
That's fine.
I'm glad you were on the show today, James. Maybe next week, do your own show or have a show with somebody else. Talk a little bit more.
Thanks for having me, Gary.
Oh, no problem.
Pleasure.
My name is Scott McGrath. The day before my 8th birthday, I fell in a pile of fire ants and suffered significant wounds on over 70% of my body. Since that day, I have made a solemn vow to kill every insect on planet Earth. I hate them with the passion of a religious zealot. Speaking of religion, of all the biblical plagues, I hate the locust plague the most. For the last 12 years, my white-hot rage has materialized in the form of my business, McGrath Pest Control. I have harnessed this unforgivable intolerance of insects and released the wrath of my fury on bugs in and around the homes of Houston. I will kill those bugs in any way that I can. Chemicals, my boot, my bare fist, or any other object that can end the life of an insect. Call 281-469-8240 and give me the honor of killing bugs at your house. I also hate rats and spiders. Go to McGrathPestControl.com.
Hey, you're back. Are you serious? We've only got a minute left, but we got a special guest. It's Steven. Steven, what you got for us today?
Hey, okay. Well, what I got, I don't really have an article for it. This is something I see every day, and that is people with their smartphones and social media. Anymore, like Facebook, all it is just drama. I mean, go ahead.
No, Facebook is drama. People post on Facebook. They elicit some kind of reaction, to get some kind of reaction from people.
And, I mean, and that's all it is. And a lot of people, they're just behind a keyboard, just typing. And they don't have anything better to do.
Well, you know, there is people that get paid to get on Facebook.
Yeah.
It's an actual job to maintain a company's Facebook.
And you have people that get on Facebook, like you was talking about earlier, to hire you for a job. They'll check your Facebook.
Steven, looks like we're out of time. I'm glad you could come in and talk about Facebook, even though it's for 40 seconds. See you next week.
All right.